This next disorder is becoming very common in a practice of voice, and is known as senile laryngitis or presby laryngitis. Okay, so like presbyacusis, this is the changes in voice that occur with age. And this has been very well researched. There's lots of books out there that look at vocal aging. And so it's not surprising that we have voice changes. Now, one of the things that we know that happens when the voice ages is that tissue does atrophy. Okay, so that means that there's less tissue. So Dr. Vinson will talk about how sometimes in the treatment we're going to use what's known as tissue augmentation to increase the bulk of the tissue, and we'll talk about that later in this lecture. Okay, you also see a loss of tissue tenseness. Okay, they're not able to stretch to tense the tissues as much. They're able to stretch as far, but they can't tense as much. So they've lost some of the function of the thyroarytenoid muscle. You're going to see a decrease in loudness. Again, because they're not blowing the vocal folds apart as much, they may have decreased respiration. Okay, they're not having that force coming up. And so that's going to make their voice softer. You have a slower speaking rate. As people age, they do speak a little bit slower, just due to timing. Now, it's not so much that you really notice it, but they are speaking slower. Now, this is getting common, and more and more people are coming to see us for this type of disorder because it really limits their social life, okay? And as people get older, they do lose the ability to drive, and so, you know, communication becomes a very important system for them. The other thing that they face in their daily environment is often their friends and spouses and things have hearing loss, okay? So they can't hear them. So now they're talking softer and they can't hear them. So it's a real source of tension, and it's just a difficult time. So these individuals really want to improve their voice quality. My mom lives down in Sarasota, and she hangs around, obviously, a lot of older individuals, and that's probably the question she asks me the most often. Can you help my friend? Her voice is really soft. Can you help my friend? Okay, and so a lot of these have to do with various medications they're taking that may slow their system, and just due to tissue changes. So it's a very common problem among the elderly.